Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me do nothing in me.
Glory
morning. Do you hear me? It may be 7 a.m. where I'm at, but I'm fired up on this morning because God is good and he is rich in blessings and he loves us. And not that we sit back and manipulate God by praising, Lord God, if I praise you, can you bless me? No, I praise him because he's good. I praise him because he's wonderful. I praise him because he's magnificent. I praise him because he's God, and he's God all by himself. Hallelujah. See, he don't need no friends. Greater love has this than no man that would lay down his life for a friend. That's my friend. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, Lord, Lord. Let me say, y'all didn't want me from sipping on my coffee on this morning because, you know, I've been in flew right off of this, right off this broadcast. But, you know, I got my favorite. You know, I got my coffee. Mm-hmm. And I'm wearing my Hope and Joy t-shirt on this morning. Thank you, Dr. Tyler Gardner. Hallelujah. Graphic designer, she wears many hats. Psychiatrist, therapist, business coach, my business coach, everything. You guys, check her out, Dr. Tyra Gardner on Instagram. We think of anger, anger, DR Tyra. I believe that's her handle on Instagram. But look up Tyra Gardner. Amen. So, and she's an awesome business coach. So, let us begin. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for being in the midst, and I thank you for being here with me, God. I thank you for loving me more than I love myself, God. I thank you for all your blessings, God. I thank you for your riches, your silver, your everything about you, God. Lord, I thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. But Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus, dying across our sins that we may have everlasting life. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with our mouth that I mock the Lord Jesus, to believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So good morning to everyone. So on this morning, I'll be reading a portion of scripture coming from Haggai. But our topic on this morning is being tall in a small glass. Being tall in a small glass. Hallelujah. So the word of, and I want to elaborate that on that more. When God gave that to me, I was like, yes. So Haggai 2:9 says, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. And the scripture right above that talks about God said that the prophet Haggai was telling him, God said the silver is mine and the gold is mine. See, God wanted them to build. And he said the silver and the gold is mine. That's what Haggai was telling the people before they rebuilt the temple. And it was the glory of it was the coming of the Messiah. But they couldn't even see that, because sometimes you could be tall but in a small glass. And there's nothing wrong with, I know the scripture, do not despise small beginnings, but I'm talking about when God pushes you out, when you have outgrown that place where you are. And there's nothing wrong with transition. There's nothing wrong with moving past that place. There's nothing wrong with God. But I know, and what God gave to me was that he said, being tall in a small glass, knowing that you're too tall to fit it, knowing that when you pour your coffee in, and you know this is a 12-ounce, you're not going to go and pour for a 16-ounce because you know it won't fit. So when it keeps spilling out each time, you try to fit a 16-ounce into a 12-ounce. And what happens is you won't get tired of cleaning up the mess every time, okay? Bounty is going to be like, you done spent out. Ain't no more in the shelves, okay? You're going to be tired of cleaning up the mess if you keep putting 11-ounce. I'm sorry, my cup is 11 ounces. Thank you, God. He's so merciful, y'all. He just raised it. You remember, it's 11-ounce cup. And if you keep putting a 16-ounce of coffee into 11-ounce cup, it's not going to fit, and it's going to keep running over. It's going to keep spilling over. Thank you, God. It's going to keep spilling over. So you're going to get tired of killing the metal. So at that time, you'll start to move on into some things that God has called you to do. And then he also gave us another example he gave of lying in the bed. You know that your legs are too long for the bed, but because that place is comfortable, because the bed is comfortable, because it's familiar, because when you lie in it, the mattress, you know, embodies the shape of your body. So it feels good because you just snuggle right going in because they have taken formation. But formation, sometimes you outgrow. So when your legs are hanging off the bed, you get tired of waking up sore and you couldn't get a good night's rest. So that forces you to move out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But in this portion of scripture dealing with Haggai, the prophet speaking to them, he gave them, God, and it's another thing, God is so awesome because he gave them everything that they needed to rebuild the temple. God is looking for working hands out here who's willing to go to work. And that's why the scripture, I'll read that again for you. When the scripture says, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will, and in this place will I give you peace. Hallelujah, saith the Lord. I'm going to read that one more time. This is Haggai 2:9. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord. It will be greater than the former. Because, see, we get so hung up on what was behind, we can't see what was before us. And he said that the glory shall be greater than the latter. I love this scripture. Read it again. He says the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. You see, I'm sorry, but so you all go on to Hope Victorious on YouTube or Hope Victorious on Facebook Live. My apologies. It says the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Hallelujah. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Because in the something of the former, saith the Lord, because when he was telling them, because when the Zerubbabel and the men start to build, and that's in the book of Ezra also, when they were starting to rebuild the temple, and they laid the foundation of it, the people who remembered the former was like, oh my God. The people who remembered was like, oh my gosh, what happened? What happened to the temple? It doesn't look the same. No, it don't look the same because it's not supposed to be the same. See, we look for things to be the same, but it's not always going to be the same. So your ladder shall be greater. Your ladder shall be greater. So when they was rejoicing when the foundation of the temple was built, you can read it in the book of Ezra. They was rejoicing, but they couldn't distinguish whether they was rejoicing or weeping because it was so going on at the same time. Because the other folk who knew the temple way back way before it was burnt down in Jerusalem was looking at, well, the temple don't look like how it used to look. He says, no, but your latter shall be greater than your former. Okay, so what's coming is going to be greater, not what you had back then. Now, back then was good for then, but the temple that I'm building for when the Messiah comes is going to be greater. But we can't even look at stuff because we're so used to looking at the familiar, what's familiar to us back there. Well, it looked beautiful then, and then that's where discrepancies also come within a church too or any a business. Or a company, because sometimes we're looking, people who've been there for years don't know how to translate. They don't know how to go to another place. They don't know how to actually change with the new stuff that's coming because they don't understand it or know it don't look right. That's not the way it's supposed to be. But how could you grow if you stay stuck at the same place, if you're not even aware of changes or even what to change? How could even grow? Hope Victorious couldn't grow if I stayed at the same place. I had to change with the times. Everything is social media. Am I big on social media? No, but it's not. We look at social media as negative, but it's a whole lot of positive platforms, hallelujah, on social media. So I had to transfer over to that, transform over to social media because that's where everybody is at. Nobody is looking for mail to come in because everything is digital. Okay, everything comes through paperless, through your emails, but I had to change with the times. Hallelujah. If not, I'd be stagnated and won't grow. So that's where God was telling them, telling the prophet, hey, God, to tell them, you know, the silver and gold is mine. Hallelujah. He already provided the resources, but they were so stuck on what happened back then. He said, the latter, the glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. But we can't even get ourselves out of that way of thinking because how things used to go, how things used to run. Well, it ain't running like that no more. And you see, ain't running like that no more because we're running out with masks on and everything else and can't be in a place fall at the same time. Hallelujah. So what you do, you flow with the change in a positive way, though. Hallelujah. Do we want to be forced in that? No, but if you don't, you'll stay stagnated and you die. And I'm not talking about physically, but spiritually, if you don't push yourself out to grow. So replace that bed that is comfortable for you. Hallelujah. Being tall in a small glass. Hallelujah. When you know you can't fit, and when you can't fit the wine in old wineskins anymore, wow, because it'll burst. Hallelujah. You got to come up out of that thing. I know transition. I done transitioned and everything else, just not this part of my life, but years ago, because every couple of years you start transitioning. But our minds start going back on what used to be, how it felt good back then, how it was comfortable for us. The same conversations, that got to go. The same familiar places where we hang out, that got to go. Everything got to go out of your life in order for you to change. How you feel when the caterpillar, when the worm went into a caterpillar turned into a fly, and so the caterpillar went into a cocoon. You think he wanted to be in a cocoon? No, but when he came out, he was a beautiful butterfly. Beautiful butterfly when he went into the cocoon. Beautiful butterfly. Hallelujah. And that's how God, you know, do us when we go into a cocoon. We come out beautiful. We come out beautiful. No, we didn't go in that way, but we came out that way. But when we went in, we were beautiful, but God had to reconstruct some things. Hallelujah, so we can come out on top. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I just love it, love it, love it on today. So I'm encouraging all of you, if you have outgrown where you are, it's time to walk out of that thing. Where you have outgrown, because God will start agitating some things so you can't help but to get up and go. And it's not always geographically where you have to move. It could be your space, your mindset, your way of thinking. Your way of thinking that has to change. Or you always have to relocate, but it could be your way of thinking, the way you do things, how you operate, the way you talk. Hallelujah. The way you speak. Hallelujah. Glory. But isn't that something when God is giving you a task and you bring glory to God and you can't even rejoice over it? You can't rejoice because of the negative vibes that you give to God when he has transitioned you and he calls you to celebrate. And celebrate for what he has given you, but you can't see past because of where you used to be, or how things used to flow, or how things used to go. So you are upset. So they couldn't even, in the book of Ezra, they couldn't even distinguish the cries. So were they weeping or were they happy? But see, the younger ones who came along, who didn't know nothing about what the former looked like, they was rejoicing because they said, this is bad. We didn't did the thing. Hallelujah. They praised and worshiping God. But the ones who seen the former and what the temple looked like, they couldn't even celebrate for what God gave them something new. And that's how we are. We can't celebrate when God has given us something new because we're so busy focusing on what was behind us. If you turn your head straight, you can start focusing and start rejoicing and loving the things that God has done for you. Don't you know God said, I would never leave you nor forsake you? He knows everything about all the changes you're going through in life. And changes are good. Now, do it feel good sometimes when we change? No. But it's a good thing when we change, especially when God calls to change. There's nothing slow about God. He's not doing anything to make you angry or even to give you something that's harmful. He loves you. He loves you that much. Hallelujah. So rejoice on today that God has blessed you. And then we got to rejoice when we know for sure that God has blessed us, that he has given us that. So stop looking at what you did have. Look at what you do have and rejoice over that. If not, repent and ask God to help you. Because sometimes when God bless us, we can't even rejoice because there's so much other stuff going on around us. When we try to exuberate God, we try to, you know, lift him up and worship and be grateful and thankful. But so many other things come around. I learned to deal with those other things that's around, but don't put too much focus on it. But rejoice in the Lord when he is blessing. Hallelujah. Glory. And that's what God told, it was Samuel. It was Samuel. Samuel, why are you still mourning Saul? I believe it's 1 Samuel chapter 16. He said, why, but I know it's in the book of Samuel. Believe it's the 16 verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 1. And he asked Samuel, why are you still mourning Saul? Why are you still mourning him? See, Samuel couldn't see what was before him because he's still mourning what he once had, the king he once had. But he already had somebody right there before him, King David. He may not have looked like a king, but guess what? He was a king, but he couldn't even see that. So God told him, and he was like, he's fearful. God skipped all past all of that and told him, go down to Jesse's house. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because he see, he had God, he had Samuel's back. He wasn't going to let nothing happen to him. He wasn't going to let Saul come up against him. Hallelujah. Because that's his servant. So he sent Samuel. So when Samuel went down to anoint the king and God told him who the new king was, he was able to rejoice. But before Samuel even went, he couldn't even see that the forest for the trees because he didn't understand. Oh, my God, still mourning Saul. And he says, why are you still mourning Saul? We still mourn. And that's something because someone once told me, and I said because I was mourning something, and someone once told me, why are you still mourning it? Because I kept saying, why God keep giving, this was years ago, why God keep giving me the scripture? And even though I wasn't physically there, mentally I was still there. So even though I wasn't in that place, but mentally I was still there in bondage. So I was still mourning where I was. But I wasn't there. I was out physically when God had delivered me. But I was so focused on being there mentally, even though physically I wasn't there. So sometimes we would actually mourn not being physically there, but mentally, because our mind is in bondage to that thing. Hallelujah. I break the chains of bondage on today over our minds. Hallelujah. Over our minds. Because our minds be in bondage. Our minds be in captivity. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Our minds be in bondage. Forget our physically. We ain't got to be there. Our physicality, we ain't got to be there. But mentally, we still there in bondage. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Release, 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 release on today. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Oh, God is faithful, y'all. He is faithful. He said the glory of this ladder, the glory of the ladder shall be greater than the former. So stop looking at what's behind. Stop being too tall for that grass that you're in. You know it's too tall for you. You know that place where you in, it's too small. You got to come out of that thing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You got to come out of that because you no longer fit. And you're struggling. And you in pain. And you in agony. Why? Because it's not comfortable for you anymore. It's not comfortable for you anymore. So you got to come out of that place because it's not comfortable for you anymore. So you wake up every morning in agony. You wake up every morning stressed out. You wake up every morning, your body is all tired and your body is all sore because you're in the same position that you need to be out of. That place that you're lying in ain't comfortable for you anymore. Get up and get out of that thing. Hallelujah. And your mind, deliver that mindset for being in the place where you were. And you're not even there no more physically, but mentally you still in bondage to that thing. I said, God, I thank you. It all made sense years ago. And I said, you know what, God? I was in bondage to it physically. I'm not even there, but my mind was in bondage to it. Hallelujah. It's no more. So guess what? I had to grow from that place. I had to move on from that place. Hallelujah, to get all God had for me and for me to be a servant. See, Hagar was telling him, I came from Hagar, chapter 2, verse 9, and he was telling Hagar, a prophet, was speaking to them that the gold and silver is God. He has the resources for you. He was looking for willing workers. He was looking for hands, willing workers, to use their hands to rebuild the temple. God is looking for you to do some work for him in his temple, for his glory. Hallelujah. Sometimes we feel like we can't be used in the secular place. Oh, yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, you can. You ain't got to do what they do, but you can be used. I ain't saying go hang out in clubs and stuff like that so God will use you. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying sometimes we be in situations, and not even situations, but we be in a place that we don't want to be in, and we feel like, oh, my God, we can't minister to nobody. Oh, yeah, you can. You can minister to them. You really can. God will use your light to shine so great for him. He will use you so greatly. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory be to God. So I bless God for you on today. I'm just so elated on today with God's word. And I just love him. I had to check to make sure that the timing of the text didn't, this whole computer thing didn't shut me out. But I bless God for you all. And I'm so excited for the journey where God is taking you to. I'm so excited how he filled you up. I'm so excited about the things that God has done for you and is doing for you in your life. He's looking for willing workers to be used. He already got the resources. He already got it. Just step out. I know I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching to myself, too. Just step out because he already got it. It is so. It is so. He already got it. Hallelujah. He already got it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be not weary in well doing, but in due season you shall reap if you faint not. You know that's one of my favorite scriptures. Hallelujah. Be not weary in doing good. Hallelujah. Keep doing good. So God bless you all. I see you all on next Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and Central Standard Time at 9 o'clock. Amen. God bless you all and have a wonderful day. Go check out my hopevictorious.com and check out my merchandise and my coffee mug. Ooh, this is some good coffee. And thank you to everyone who purchased and said how good the coffee is and how about the smell of the aroma of the coffee before they even taste it. You're coming out of the bag. So I thank you all so much. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you, Lord. We lift you up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for today and I thank you for every day, God. Lord, I ask that, God, if you will go before Ms. Boosie's family, Father God, those who may be still mourning her, dear Lord, and go before the Harrison family, Father God, for they may still be mourning, and I'm sure, Father God, their father, their loved one, God, we do thank you on today. We love you, we love you, we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus, hallelujah, who died on the cross for our sins. You said in Romans 10:9, and thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. Find that thing that you're passionate about. Find that thing that wakes you up in the middle of the night. Find it. Because it already found you, so find it. Chase after that thing, that passion that you have that's on the inside of you. That place where you know that God has called you to be, but you're afraid to step out in it. You're afraid to start dabbling in it. Go start dabbling, and God will do the rest. Before you ain't dabbling, you're doing it. Because God is giving you the resources. He is giving you things that you did not have to complete the job, to get it done. Trust God. The silver and the gold is God. Everything belongs to God. That's what Hagar was telling them. So if he calls you to rebuild the temple, he calls you to rebuild the altar, he calls you to rebuild a workplace, if he calls you to rebuild your mind, your life, your family, if whatever he calls you to rebuild, whatever God wants you to do, don't worry about the resources because he already got it. Go look at it. Go look at the house. It's yours. Hallelujah. You're just waiting for God to say, here, here's the keys. But it's already yours. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that he will go before you. So don't be hasty. He will go before you. But he ain't never say you can't look around. He ain't never say see what's good, what's not good. Hallelujah. But we're afraid to step out sometimes because you feel like, oh, my God, if I step out, I'm going to fail at it. You won't know until you get out of there. People fail at a lot of things, but go and keep going and keep going. You ever heard of reinventing yourself? Reinvent yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. And don't be upset because, folks, everybody else is doing the same thing. Yeah, but your platform ain't their platform. What's for you is for you. We got a whole demographic out here that you ain't even touch yet. So don't worry about what somebody else is doing. Don't worry about it. Say, you a copycat. And I ain't copying nothing, especially if God called me to do it. If God called me to do it, he done already set it up. Because everybody, it doesn't matter whether you're doing the same thing or not. Everybody another thing. We be embarrassed so much. Oh, my God, I can't because I'm embarrassed if people see me stepping out right now. Why? Because you're 50? Why? Because you're in your 40s? Why? Because you're 30, 20 years old? Why? You're teenagers? Step out and do it. You think I care about folk and saying I'm old and I'm stepping out and doing this stuff that's new? No, I'm not. Because God called me to do it. See, when God called you to do something, you have a reassurance. You ain't got to worry about the naysayers. You ain't got to worry about what they say. You stepping out at 50 years old, it don't matter. I stepped out, but I stepped out because God called me to step out. He got my back. Hallelujah. If God is for you, who can be against you? Oh, glory, 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 glory. Because I take him everywhere I go because he's good like that. He's awesome. He is awesome. I know I got to go. Hope in God. Know that you are victorious. Know that God is on your side and know that he loves you. He loves you unconditionally. He loves you. He loves you. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. God bless you.